Moving to Iraq now, we're going to hear about two very different neighborhoods in the capital, Baghdad. One is mainly Sunni, it's neat and prosperous. The other is largely Shiite, it's poor and underdeveloped. As NPR's Jamie Terabay reports, the growing sectarian violence has affected both of these neighborhoods, but in different ways.
Zayuna in East Baghdad was once home to some of Iraq's elite. It's a collection of villas. There are many late model cars. It's mostly Sunni Arab residents like Jafar Sadiq say even their poorest neighbor walked around with his head held high.
Before, Zayuna used to be one of the safest places because the people who live in this neighborhood are of one social level. But now, Zayuna has become like the other places in Baghdad.
Since the U.S. invasion, Zayuna's large mansions have attracted some of Iraq's new elite, Shiites who've capitalized on the fall of the regime, winning power and wealth. One of the newest residents is Transportation Minister Salam al-Maliki. With al-Maliki came a private militia, and Sadiq says Zayuna hasn't been the same since.
They not only close the road he lives in, but also the front and back roads. They close any exit that leads to his road.
Now Sadiq says gunfire shatters his sleep every night as insurgents attack Maliki's compound. His feelings about his new neighbor are clear.
For God's sake, let them get out of here and go to the green zone or find a special place for them. It would be much better because their existence affects other people living here.
Sadiq is not the only one who's irked by the concrete barriers and checkpoints that have sprung up in Zayuna. 24-year-old journalist Athir Aboud says that as the number of VIPs coming to live in Zayuna grows, so do their militias.
We have discovered that militias are coming to our neighborhood and renting the houses as private companies. They work for parties or for certain people. They are a source of danger for both the owner of the house and those who live next door.
Some of the militias man the checkpoints in the neighborhood, and Athir Aboud says they're beginning to clamp down on everyone's behavior.
Sometimes when we go out to the main street, they stop and ask us where we're going. Why are we going out at such an hour? The curfew's been extended till 9 p.m., but if I go out at 8 p.m., the guards still ask me where I'm going and why.
He says the guards are often rude, even to those residents who pass through their roadblocks every day. There's a different picture in Al-Alam, a mostly Shiite neighborhood in Baghdad south. Recently, commandos from the Interior Ministry set up a checkpoint to the main entrance to the district. Grocery store owner Abu Hussein says the residents are so glad for the protection, they regularly bring the men tea and food to thank them.
Before, shop owners were killed. We don't know who killed them. Now there are commandos who stand in the street, and incidents have decreased or disappeared.
While the residents of Al-Alam welcomed the arrival of the Interior Ministry troops, most felt much more was needed. Businessman Abu Ahmed says the residents banded together and began putting up barriers at night to stop strange cars from entering the area.
To tell you the truth, we see the government as incapable of providing security for the neighborhood, so people felt they had to set up these barriers and the neighborhood watch.
They also installed battery-operated lights in front of each house to keep the area lit during frequent power cuts. It took the deaths of over a dozen people in Al-Alam to convince the residents to take the initiative. They've since extended their neighborhood watch into a community basic services program. Volunteers cleaned the streets, fixed up the sidewalk, and painted the curbs. Now, Abu Ahmed says, the poor area looks a little less poor.
Well, we've been waiting for the government for 3 years. Nothing's happened. No strong and tangible role from the government. So the people are doing it for themselves.
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.